Let's take it to the stage. Pick it up, bump it down.
All right, good to have you back here. We're looking for State Rep Luke Meerman here, but he seems to be AWOL at the moment, which is fine. I got a big take it back. Luke made it. He's not AWOL. He's here. I apologize for any way that may have come across. Luke, good to have you. Luke is a Republican member of the Michigan House of Representatives. Fifth-generation farmer. Luke, good to have you on the program.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. All right, so what's going on for tax relief in Michigan? $180 I hear we're going to be offered. Woo! What do I do? You're a farmer. Can you fill a dually pickup truck and both tanks for $180 of diesel?
Maybe once.
So you get one tank of fuel, won't fill a combine, won't fill a tractor, won't even, you know, prime those things up. Why the games with the lawful reduction of the income tax from 4.25% to 4.05%, which is required by the 2015 law, seems like the Democrats are trying to figure out how to wiggle out of that. Or am I wrong?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. They're desperately trying to play a shadow game, where we're distracted as citizens of Michigan while they, you know, forever forward collect another $700 million from us as Michigan residents for decades. You know, we have this tax rollback there. This is what Michigan taxpayers need, a relief, inflation, and everything we're experiencing now. And all our governor can think about is keeping more of our tax dollars, believing that they know how to best spend our money for us.
Well, they know how to spend our money, raise our families, have us get the proper health care. I mean, come on. You're such a pessimist, Luke. Of course they do. What do you really see about immediate? Because we need relief for Michigan residents, but we really need relief for small businesses. How many small businesses were snuffed out in Michigan alone during the overreaction, the overzealous reaction by this governor during the pandemic?
Thousands. Thousands of them, Steve. And so we're facing that today. And that's one reason we have a lackluster economy here compared to other states such as Florida and Texas that are booming, you know, with a rising, you know, 2% population increase last year for the state of Texas. You know, people are leaving these states that chose the wrong path during COVID. People are leaving states that decide that, you know, they know best how to spend your money and continue to raise taxes in California, New York. And Michigan has a path now to give relief to Michigan residents.
Right. So why would there be any resistance to that? Shouldn't we be focused on $180 is a gimmick, one-time deal from what it looks like to me. And $180 doesn't really change life for most people. Now, having said that, do most people live... a lot of people living from paycheck to paycheck, yes, but $180 doesn't change that. And the idea that that reduces cost. Again, we're going to have a math class with the kids in Lansing. Giving me a $180 check does not reduce cost. It just makes it easier for me to cover the increased cost of the inflation caused by overprinting money in Washington, right?
Exactly. And it's a one-time thing. What we're talking about is giving relief to Michigan residents forever forward by, you know, rolling back income taxes. You know, this is on the books. It's happening today. But they're trying to find a way to spend money in the past to pretend that we never got an increase in our state budget. They're trying to play shadow games. The Democrats want to take our money.
Well, from $55 billion, right, with Governor Snyder's last budget, I believe, to $77 billion. I mean, that's a jaw-dropping jump, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's the very thing this was set up to do, was to catch things like this when, you know, Michigan has a surplus. We should make sure that it goes back to the Michigan residents first, not continue to fill the coffers of the state of Michigan.
There you go. Let me ask you something else here, because you are a fifth-generation farmer. A lot of conversations right now to block the Chinese from buying farmland. It's happened in Florida already. It's under discussion in South Dakota and Montana and elsewhere. The Chinese own 400,000 acres currently of American farmland. What do you think about a proposal in Michigan to prevent the Chinese from owning ground to control the food supply?
Well, I definitely think it should be an area of concern, and I do know that has happened. I know farmers that have been offered money for their farm ground. I see the Chinese as having a, you know, obviously we watched the balloon fly over our nation and waited for our national president to do something about it. I do think we have to, again, have to be very cautious about what the Chinese are doing. And they do want to control the world.
I'd have to look
into more about keeping them from buying farmland in Michigan. You know, I'm concerned about other things they're doing as well, you know, TikTok included.
Well, I agree with that. We should not have, I mean, several states already banned TikTok on state devices. I think you'd be well served, sir, to introduce two pieces of legislation, one that bans the TikTok use on state devices, another that bans the Chinese Communist Party from owning farmland in Michigan. And, I mean, when you look at it, in the Chinese own 25 to 50% of every hog alive on the planet today, including in the United States, every pig alive on the planet today, upwards of half of them belong to the Chinese already. I'll give you the last word.
No, liberty and freedom. This is why people come to this United States, why we still have people, you know, streaming across their borders unchecked, which is a problem. But the idea that they want to have an opportunity, that's a beautiful thing here in this United States. And to whatever we can do as citizens of the United States to hang on to that and protect this beautiful thing, we need to do it.
All right. I greatly appreciate you being here, Luke. Luke Mearman, State House Rep. Thank you. All right. When we come back, big undertaking in Huron County right now for an ice rescue. What's that about? We'll take a closer look. When I come back here on the Steve Gruber Show, remember to check out stevegruber.com, read my columns. And tonight, big event live on Twitter. Thousands of people. I'll be the guest of honor in Twitter. You can go to my Twitter account, at Steve Gruber Show. Find out more right now. All right? Big live event. It's 7:30 tonight. I'll be back.